KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
Well, in high school girls softball action last night, Class 1A Regional first round action got underway. In Class 1A Region 7 play last night, it was Stanton over Nishnabotna 14-4. Villisca beat Bedford 13-5. Orient Maxburg defeating Cam 10-0. East Mills over Fremont Mills 12-2. And Essex South Page a 9-0 winner over Sydney. In Region 8 play last night, AHST beating West Harrison 8-0. Arweva topping Boyer Valley 18-6. Walnut over Adair Casey 7-4. Glenn Ralston beat Guthrie Center 13-1, winners all advancing in 1A regional tournament play. In regular season girls softball last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Denison over Atlantic 11-7, Glenwood topping Shenandoah 5-0, Creston blanking Clarinda 9-0, Harlan a 9-3 winner over Lewis Central, and it was Sioux City Bishop Helan Catholic over Kemper Catholic in non-conference play 12-0. In the Western Iowa Conference, Missouri Valley beating Audubon 13-5, Underwood edging Griswold 3-2. Also around the region, Winterset swept a pair from Carroll 1-0 and 9-4 in a doubleheader last night in girls softball. Girls softball postseason play continues now tonight with 2A and 3A girls teams joining the regional schedule. In Class 3A first round regional games tonight, Atlantic will be at home as the Trojans play host to Clarinda this evening. Also, Shenandoah is at Red Oak while Kemper Catholic will play at Ballard tonight in Huxley. Those are all 3A first-round games, all getting underway at 7 o'clock. 2A games also getting underway at 7 o'clock tonight include Audubon at Griswold this evening. St. Albert plays at Underwood. Missouri Valley will play host to Logan Magnolia, while West Central Valley travels to Panorama tonight for a first-round matchup in 2A. Again, all those games at 7 o'clock, all the winners advancing in postseason play. Last night in boys high school baseball in the Hawkeye 10, it was Atlantic defeating Denison 10-5. Gunnar Bloom tossed a complete game on the mound for the victory, also belting a two-run homer to help the Atlantic offense. Creston beat Clarinda 14-6, Harlan over Lewis Central 5-3. Also in Western Iowa Conference play last night, it was Audubon over Missouri Valley 10-5. Underwood scored 8 runs in the top of the 7th to overcome a 6-3 deficit in an 11-6 win over Griswold. Tri-Center beat AHST 16-2, Trainer topping Riverside 20-5. In Rolling Hills Conference play last night, Walnut beat Iowa Christian Academy 11-1. Orient Maxburg topping East Green 12-5. That was the completion of a game that was started back in June. In the regular game last night, East Green posting a 9-6 win over Orient Maxburg. In other boys' baseball games around the region last night, it was Corning over Essex 9-1. Bedford beat Clarinda Academy 10-6. Abraham Lincoln over St. Albert 13-4. Kingsley Pearson beat West Harrison 5-4. Lawton Bronson over IKM Manning 10-0. Maple Valley topping Arweva 2-1. Panorama got by Coon Rapids Bayard 6-4. Ridgeview shut down Logan Magnolia 2-0. Southeast Warren over Nottoway Valley 9-3, that game in just 5 innings due to a light malfunction, and West Central Valley beat Madrid 15-2 in boys baseball last night. In Major League Baseball, Alan Craig hit a pair of home runs. Carlos Beltran extended his RBI streak to a Major League high 9 games, and Kyle Loesch worked into the 8th inning of the Cardinals' 9-3 victory over the Colorado Rockies last night. Matt Holliday had a homer and a sacrifice fly, while John Jay doubled and walked twice with a steal for the Cardinals, who punished a pitching staff that entered the game with a Major League worst 5.37 earned run average. Beltran, a National League All-Star Game starter, picked to participate in the Home Run Derby, leads the league with 63 RBIs. He has 15 RBIs during his current streak. Elsewhere in the National League last night, it was Pittsburgh over Houston 11-2. The Chicago Cubs beat Atlanta 4-1. Milwaukee over Miami 6-5. San Diego beat Arizona 6-2. And the Cincinnati Reds an 8-2 winner over Los Angeles. In the American League, Mike Moustakas hit his first career grand slam. Everett Tiefert pitched 7 innings for his first win of the season. And the Kansas City Royals beat the Toronto Blue Jays 11-3. Salvador Perez hit a 2-run homer for the Royals, who snapped a 3-game losing streak, matching their season high with 14 hits as they beat Toronto for the first time in 5 meetings this season. Jose Bautista hit his major league leading 27th home run, and Colby Rasmus clubbed a solo shot off the facing of the 5th deck, but it wasn't enough for the Blue Jays, who lost for the 5th time in 7 games. Tiefert allowed 3 runs and 5 hits to win for the first time since last September, as he walked 2 and struck out a couple last night for the Royals. Elsewhere in the American League, the Angels beat Cleveland 3-0. Minnesota got by Detroit 6-4. Tampa Bay edging the New York Yankees 4-3. Oakland beat Boston 6-1. And Seattle doubled up Baltimore 6-3. Yankees second baseman Robinson Cano has asked Jose Bautista, Prince Fielder, and Mark Trumbo to join him on the American League side for next Monday's All-Star Home Run Derby. Dodgers outfielder Matt Kemp said Sunday that he invited Carlos Beltran, Carlos Gonzalez, and Giancarlo Stanton to join him on the National League side. Lance Berkman expects to be back in the St. Louis Cardinals lineup soon after the All-Star break, maybe even the first day back. The first baseman has been sidelined since undergoing left knee surgery in late May that turned out to be relatively minor. Berkman said on Monday that swelling was minimal after the procedure, and he began running a week ago, and he said his rehab was right on schedule. The switch-hitting Berkman took 25 swings of soft toss from each side several hours before Monday's game against the Rockies. He'll have to get into baseball shape, though, before taking a rehab assignment, and manager Mike Matheny said that Berkman hasn't done much side-to-side movement yet. The Cardinals' first game after the break is July 13th at Cincinnati. Berkman joked that Alan Craig has done so well starting at first base that he may have to come back as a pinch hitter. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, it was Omaha beating Albuquerque in 12 innings 5-2, while Nashville downed the Iowa Cubs 4-1. Iowa's at Nashville again this evening. Albuquerque will play in Omaha again tonight. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, the Iowa National Guard, in conjunction with the National Football League, is hosting a high school player development football camp at Camp Dodge in Johnston, July 20th through the 21st. The camp is completely free to all Iowa high school football players, grades 9 through 12, with lodging and food provided. Enrollment is limited to the first 150 applicants. It's first come, first served. The 2-day seminar, staffed by high school coaches and members of the Iowa Barnstormers, will be conducted on Friday, July 20th from 1:30 to 8 p.m., and Saturday, July 21st from 8:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. To register for the camp or for more information on that program, you can contact Greg Schoen at 515-240-7847 or by email at greg.schoen, S-C-H-O-O-N, at dmschools.org. You can also find more information by going to the National Guard website at nationalguard.com. Well, the Denver Broncos have signed kicker Matt Prater to a 4-year deal, locking up one of the most powerful legs in NFL history. Prater was a clutch performer for the Broncos down the stretch last season with 4 game-winning field goals. He had 3 straight weeks in which he kicked the winner on the game's final play. Entering his 6th NFL season, Prater ranked 2nd in team history with an 80.4% field goal conversion rate. A person familiar with the deal tells the Associated Press that the Atlanta Hawks and the Brooklyn Nets have agreed to a trade that would send All-Star guard Joe Johnson from Atlanta to Brooklyn Johnson has 4 years and $90 million left on his contract. The Nets will send guards Anthony Morrow, Jordan Farmar, and Deshaun Stevenson, and forwards Jordan Williams and Johan Petro to the Hawks, along with a draft pick that Brooklyn received from Houston. The selection only belongs to the Nets if it's not a lottery pick. The person confirmed the trade anonymously because it can't become official until Stevenson signs as a free agent with Brooklyn. Free agents can't sign until July 11th. The Nets are also trying to re-sign free agent point guard Deron Williams. Also in NBA news, Magic general manager Rob Hennigan says that Dwight Howard told him in a face-to-face meeting last week that he would like to be traded and that his preference is to be dealt to the Brooklyn Nets. Hennigan says he's not committed to honoring that demand. Anthony Davis has a left ankle sprain that must be evaluated later this week before he can practice with the U.S. men's Olympic team. Davis, the top pick of the New Orleans Hornets in the recent draft, hurt his ankle at the team's training center on Saturday. Less than 2 weeks after guiding his team to the NBA Finals, Scott Brooks has signed a multi-year extension to return as coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder. The terms were not disclosed, but other media outlets reported that the deal was for 4 years at more than $4 million per season. Well, the second week of play at Wimbledon has seen a big upset as the women's top seed, Maria Sharapova, was eliminated yesterday. The world number one was beaten by 15th seed Sabine Lisicki, 6-4 and 6-3. That match took place in windy, rainy conditions. Sharapova was trying to become the first woman since Serena Williams in 2002 to win the French Open and Wimbledon in the same year. She won Wimbledon in 2004 and was the runner-up last year when she beat Lisicki in the semifinals. Women's sixth seed Serena Williams advanced to the quarterfinals with a three-set win over her opponent yesterday. Williams next will face defending champ Petra Kvitova. In other key matches, women's second seed Victoria Azarenka defeated Anna Ivanovic 6-1 and 6-love, while number three Agnieszka Radwanska also advanced as she beat an Italian qualifier in straight sets. In a final note regarding women's play, Kim Clijsters has played her last Wimbledon match, losing in straight sets to 8th-seeded Angelique Kerber of Germany in the fourth round. Clijsters, the winner of 4 Grand Slam events, is retiring after this year's U.S. Open and went out quickly on Court 3, winning just 2 games as Kerber beat her 6-1 and 6-1. Kerber faces Lisicki in the quarterfinals. On the men's side, top-seeded Novak Djokovic didn't have any trouble, with Viktor Troicki winning 6-3, 6-1, and 6-3, while third-seeded Roger Federer defeated his opponent in 4 sets. Federer had to leave the court for a few minutes during the first set due to a back problem. And Michael Phelps will not be competing for 8 gold medals in London this time around. The winner of that many golds in China 4 years ago has dropped one of his races at the London Olympics. Coach Bob Bowman tweeted that Phelps was scratching the 200-meter freestyle and that the decision was confirmed by U.S. head coach Greg Troy. Phelps qualified in 5 individual events for London at the U.S. Olympic trials in Omaha, and he's expected to swim in all 3 relays. But he's decided to focus on the 200 and 400 individual medley and the 100 and 200 butterfly. Also in news from the U.S. swim trials, which concluded last night in Omaha, Dara Torres has come up short in her bid to make it to the Olympics for the 6th time. The 45-year-old Torres finished 4th in the final of the 50-meter freestyle last night. That was her only event at the U.S. swimming trials. Afterwards, she said that her Olympic career is over. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.